This is the MyMac Podcasting Network. From iPhones to Android, iPod to mobile, the App Minute Podcast covers it all. And now, the host of the App Minute Podcast, Sam Levin.
Hey folks, Sam Levin here with a new edition of App Minute. Today I want to talk to you about a useful iOS utility called BoxyTunes. That's spelled BoxyTunes. And it's a universal application. That means it'll run on both the iPhone and iPad and the iPod Touch. Now, how many times do you travel or you're on the go, you forget to sync your playlist, and you want some music that you left behind on your computer? Well, that happens to probably all of us. Well, enter BoxyTunes. With the addition of Dropbox, which is a free utility, you load any of your tunes onto your Dropbox folder, and it could be a nested folder, by the way. So you could call it on-the-go tunes. And you just add those tunes onto your Dropbox, open up BoxyTunes, and wherever you're at, it'll find your music, it'll play it, it shows the cover art, it supports AirPlay. They've done a really nice job. The user interface is clean. It's simple. I really like it. It's $1.99. It's available today. Once again, it's called BoxyTunes. Check it out. I think you'll be pleased. That's it from Sam. Have a great day.
The biggest drawback to owning a portable Mac? Not enough hard drive space. Who wants to carry an external hard drive around with you? That defeats the entire reason to own a laptop. Instead, replace that seldom used optical drive with an MCE OptiBay. With OptiBay, you can install a second hard drive in your MacBook, MacBook Pro, or heck, even a Mac Mini. Imagine 2 terabytes more storage in your MacBook Pro, or heck, even one of those super fast solid state drives. With MCE's OptiBay, you could do just that. Check them out online at mcetech.com. That's mcetech.com. The At Minute Podcast is a co-production of Sam Levin and MyMac.com. Be sure to visit our website at www.appminute.com.